You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdal. More and more Latin American women are starting their own businesses in the U.S. States like California, Texas, and Florida all have strong markets for Latina-owned firms. But the state that's seen the most growth in that area is Georgia. That's according to the 2015 State of Women-Owned Businesses Survey. From WABE in Atlanta, Martha Dalton has more.
Cuando pensamos en Apple, ¿qué lo que pensamos?
Maria Azuri is teaching a class to Latin American women interested in starting their own businesses. She's talking about the importance of branding products. Each student has a business plan. Here, they learn how to transform those plans into actual ventures, Azuri says.
You can't provide just a class because entrepreneurship is so much more than just the class material. So we really create an ecosystem of support.
That ecosystem includes networking opportunities, a closed Facebook group, and weekly tutorial sessions. An Atlanta nonprofit called the Latin American Association started offering the courses last spring. They're funded with a grant from the Coca-Cola Foundation. The program started with 40 students. Since March, about 170 women have completed the course.
My business idea is to expand my business.
Ruby Porras is one of those students.
I have a small gift wrapping store, and I want Latinas to be able to buy things for every occasion.
Marisol Melendez is planning to start her business from the ground up.
I want to create a line of soaps. My daughter is in chiropractic school, and we want to open a spa together.
These women represent some of the many Latinas living in Georgia who've started their own businesses. In 2015, American Express commissioned a survey of women-owned small businesses in the U.S. It found there are four times as many Latina-owned firms in Georgia now as there were in 1997. Julie Weeks, who authored the State of Women-Owned Businesses report, says states with newer populations are bound to see more growth. Georgia's Latino population has almost doubled in the last 15 years. And the economy may also explain why women are going into business.
Low-income Latino mothers have been affected by the construction industry recession.
Carolina Ramon is a consultant with the Small Business Development Center at the University of Georgia.
Their husband, fathers, and brothers have lost their jobs, and they have to start doing something to support the families.
During a weekly tutoring session at the Latin American Association, instructor Azuri reviews some basics.
What do we owe? Accounts payable, cuentas para pagar, ¿qué es lo que debemos?
It's here where I meet accountant Ligia Borge, a single mother who wants to start an import-export business selling Honduran products. She says she's grateful for a class like this.
The best thing for a human being to develop is support. To have resources, because we have the willingness to do something, but if the doors are not open, we don't have any place to go.
She hopes launching her own business will help keep those doors open for her kids and generations to come. In Atlanta, I'm Martha Dalton for Marketplace.